This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Syria, where fighting in the country's northern region near a stronghold of President Assad's Alawite minority has intensified in recent days, killing dozens and displacing many more. Over the last 18 months, some 1.5 million Syrians have fled the violence, and as many as 500,000 have ended up in neighboring Turkey. Reporter Elisa Roth traveled to the eastern Turkish city of Gaziantep to visit a family trying to get back on their feet.
Hussein Hamdawi and his wife, Jumara Hajarabi, fled from Syria 4 months ago.
In my kitchen in Aleppo, there was a table and chairs and a TV. That kitchen was like a small house.
Hajarabi's apartment here in Turkey is about the size of her old kitchen in Syria. She's making coffee on a two-burner hot plate that's squeezed onto a tiny counter. This kitchen is a corner of the living room that's been outfitted with a cabinet, a sink, and a minibar-sized fridge. Turkey is safe. There are no bombs, no snipers, no random arrests. Their daughter, Lama, is learning English in the second grade.
Hello, I am Walid.
At a special school for Syrian kids.
Hi, I am Zena. Hello, I am Miss Nadia.
Their son, Assad, was born a few weeks before the uprising began. He just turned 2. He keeps jumping on the couch. Both kids fell asleep there while we were talking. Their father helped them to the twin beds that sit in another corner of the living room.
We should go home so they can go to bed.
Their mother says they've gotten used to sleeping in the living room here, even though back home in Aleppo they had their own rooms. In Syria, Hamdawi owned 2 businesses. There was a sleek computer store and a pharmaceutical distribution company. A few weeks ago, he and a Syrian friend opened a tiny store in downtown Gaziantep, where they sell laptops and cell phones, mostly to other Syrians.
It's like when we first started our businesses in Syria, when we had small shops and had to fix our customers' cell phones and laptops ourselves. We haven't had to do that for years.
Hamdawi is already planning how they'll expand that business. But he's also terrified that Turkey's going to change its mind and ask them to leave. He and his wife would like to go home, but they know it'll be years before that can happen, if it ever does. Even if the Syrian regime goes soon, he says, the Syrian crisis won't. In Gaziantep, Turkey, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.